Okay, I have something really juicy for you today. You know that house that was once featured on the Bravo network on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? The house that they rented for a girls' trip? Well, I have rented this house for a women's retreat taking place June 21st through the 25th. And this house is a 6,000 square foot luxury villa in the foothills of Santa Barbara. So you can find all the information for the retreat at projectimpactretreat.com. I'll see you there. Hello and welcome back to Tech Champagne. My name is Elisa Purdy and I am your host. Today we're talking about free calls. This is something that I have seen floating around the internet this week. And so I thought it was an important topic to share with you. I also really like to take time on the podcast to share things that have worked for me in my business for growth and for revenue. And I also like to share things that did not work. And I've seen this used, like I said, a few ways this week, and it's become a topic of conversation in the groups that I run, my mastermind, also in my course called Aligned Sales, and in other groups that I am a part of. So the thing that I'm talking about here is offering free calls to people as a way to generate leads. So it's really important to figure out what your purpose is going to be for these free calls. I did this once, years and years and years ago, when my business first started, and I went on to Instagram. And I said, I'm offering free calls to strategy sessions this week, and it will take probably, I think they were 1 hour calls. Would anybody like one? There was really no plan behind it, and there was no funnel behind it. It was just me trying to grasp at straws and make new connections. So I offered calls, and I think six people asked if they could get on calls with me. So I said, absolutely, sure. So we scheduled those and I did them over, I don't know, like 2 days. So maybe 3+ hours each day on free calls. And then I did some follow up and set some free tools that I had that I thought might be helpful. And that's what I did. And by the end of the 2 days, I was exhausted. And I was a little bit resentful as well. This is something that comes up when you do things for free because nothing came of it, nothing. And in my mind, I thought, well, if somebody gets on a free call with me, they'll get to know me. We'll get to talk about really important things. They will see the value that I bring to online businesses, and then they'll hire me as a coach. And that is the opposite of what happened. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about strategy behind the free calls and a few ways that you can position them to actually lead to business growth rather than just being an energy suck for you. So it's important to know before you offer any free calls, what is the point? What's the point for you as the business owner? Obviously, the person who's going to sign up for them is going to get to learn something from you and connect with you and ask you questions. But what's the point for you? You are in charge of your own time and energy and business. So what's the point for you? Do you have an offer that you are trying to promote? Will you offer this to anyone who comes on a free call with you? Who are these calls for? Do you have a limit? This is really important. I highly recommend that you have a limit to the number of calls that you're going to do. Otherwise, you could have a list of 40 people. And that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot for paying clients. That's certainly a lot for free calls as well. Or are you leveraging these calls to create urgency for an offer? That could be a really great strategy. So it's important to kind of write these things down, journal on it for a moment. And think, if I'm going to offer free calls, what's the point for me? Do I have an offer that I'm going to share with about the call? Who are the calls for? And is there a limit? Is there a limit to the number of calls I'm willing to do? Because it's really great. I mean, people will be so pumped to talk to you and get on a call with you and ask you all their questions. I promise you, they will be super excited for that. But you have to be really mindful of your own time and energy. And you know, we're not volunteering. We're running successful worldwide businesses. In order to do that, we have to be really strategic with our time and energy. So there are some pros to offering these free calls. I'm not saying they're not valuable because they can be valuable. So some of the pros, they can re-engage past clients. So if you're posting this on your Instagram, for example, and someone sees it, a past client, and they say, you know, I really want to ask you a quick question about the thing we set up, and I'm thinking of maybe working together again, can we hop on a call? Great. That's fantastic. It can also bring in some new people to your world that weren't there already. That's also a pro. But then in the cons category, they can be a huge time and energy suck for you And they also attract people who only do free things. And there's a time where people are only doing the free things in their business. It doesn't mean their business is not going to be successful and huge. But if they are in a time where they only do free things, it's going to be a time and energy suck for you. So it's great to have free resources for people, but there's better ways to communicate or distribute that content outside of one-to-one calls. So here's a better strategy here. If you are going to do calls to bring in maybe some past clients, bring in some new people, I would suggest charging for these calls. I have some people that I work with that have done free calls in the past, and now they're charging for them. And it creates a different vibe when you're charging for a call. It creates a much different vibe. And if you feel like that is kind of beyond your comfort level, then what you can do is position that so the fee that they pay to get on a call with you is then available as a credit towards a product or service that you're offering. So if that feels better to you, by all means, either way, they have some skin in the game. And it creates better connection, creates a higher vibe for people. So I had someone reach out to me via email that I worked with years ago, and she said, "Hey, can I take you to lunch and we can just talk about my business and all of that?" And number one, I don't really do lunches with people who want to pick my brain. It just doesn't sit well with me anymore. I would rather be doing other things at home with my dog, taking care of myself, my family, than going to a lot of lunches with people who are just going to, you know, sit and ask me questions. I think there's better ways to do that and more strategic and time efficient ways to support people rather than going to lunches or having free calls. So she asked if we could do that. And I said, I would rather hop on a call, or you can certainly, she's a local here and I know her personally. You can certainly stop by my office and we can do a strategy session. Let's do that. And so she said, "Oh, I would love to do that." And I said, "Great, I'll send you a link. The fee is $500 and I'll send you a link to it." And then she said, "Oh, I don't think that's really the direction I want to go." I said, "Okay, great, great." And that was the end of that. So, you know, it's fine. It's certainly fine if you want to chat with someone one-on-one. The problem is when you have these chats, what if you had 10 people that wanted to all chat with you for free? What if you had 20 people? What if you had 30 people? Like, it's just not sustainable. And it takes energy and space that you need to be growing sales in your business and being more intentional. So when I did my free calls, six free calls, it was a really big energy investment for me. And I set some follow-up tools and it just took up a lot of time and space for that week. And there was zero return for my business. Zero. And that's okay. But I learned something, and there's purpose in everything. And learning is always valuable. But I learned not to do it again. So if your goal is to give back and volunteer, if you want to be a volunteer coach, by all means, offer free calls all day long and do them and enjoy them. And that's great. But if your goal is to bring in more money into your business right now, that is not the way to do it. It's not the way to do it. Just those really small switches from charging a fee and allowing those to be a credit into a different offer is a great strategy for starting to bring money into your business, because it will likely lead to paying clients or someone, you know, purchasing offers or showing up in a different way. But it's important for them to have skin in the game. I mean, think about it. How many free things have you done for your business or just things you're interested in that you haven't even opened? You know, how many freebies have you opted in for that you haven't opened? Or, you know, free webinars that you've signed up for that you're like, "Oh, actually, I feel like baking bread instead today." And you don't show up for it because there's no skin in the game. The vibe is very different when you've invested money. And I want you to really know the value of your time. So just noodle on that for a little bit. Write things down. If you are filling the pool to do some free calls to support people, write these things down. What's the point? Do you have an offer that you're going to share? Who are the calls for? And do you have a limit to the number that you're willing to do? One way I've seen these used recently that I really liked, you know, we don't know. So it's all about learning and consuming content that helps us figure out these strategies. But I have seen them used as bonuses. I think that's a great strategy. If you have an offer for a mastermind, for example, or some other group container, and you say, you know, if you sign up before Friday, you will get a one-on-one call with me. Or you can do giveaways and include one-on-one calls there. For example, if you follow my podcast and you leave a review, we are going to take three people and I'm going to give away one-on-one calls to three people. Something like that. There has to be a point to it. Your time is valuable. Your energy is valuable. And your business is valuable. So let's keep going in the right direction and really get to the business growth that I know you want to have. Okay. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Tech Champagne. And I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope this episode brought you exactly what you needed. If you had fun today, be sure to hit the subscribe button or leave me a review. Your support means the world to me and it helps other women entrepreneurs find the show as well. And if you're looking for a free place to connect and learn more about creating your own six-figure online business, check out my Facebook group, Empowered Entrepreneurs. See you on the next episode.